Oh my God. Oh my God. Hey, hi. Yeah. Yeah, it has been a long time. Yeah, a really long time. Yeah, especially for us. Yeah. Years. Yeah, we usually don't go that long without talking, do we? At least we haven't, historically. So much has changed. So much. Yeah. So, how are you? Yeah, I mean, you did tell me over text, but yeah. But how are you really? Yeah. Good, good. Okay. I'm fine too, yeah. Things are good. Work is okay. Pretty solid. Yeah, ups and downs. You have some, like, side projects going on, don't you? Well, you put out a thing with that girl, that, like, collaboration thing. You and some of the guys did it. I saw it. Well, you were tagged in it, so I saw it. Well, yeah. Yeah, of course I did. It was really good. It was really good. Yeah, of course I noticed it. Stop. It was good. It was really good. I know you didn't write it, but it was really good. You produced it, right? It was really good. Oh, yeah, I was supposed to be a part of that project, but yeah, it got postponed. I'm not sure. It's not a big deal. I mean, everything is so up in the air right now. I'm just glad they picked me in the first place. It's just too bad this had to be the year that they postponed everything. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe next time. Thanks. So, anyway. Yeah, I did want to talk to you. I guess. Yeah, I mean, it was nothing too specific. Or maybe it is. I don't know. So we haven't talked on a regular basis in a long time, as we already established. And I've just noticed that you're, like, keeping an eye on me. Like, I didn't expect to see you so much on my social media. Like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to, like, call you out or anything, but, like, you started following me more closely than I would have expected a couple years ago. Is it weird that I noticed that? It's just that I didn't expect to see your name, like, pop up on my stuff, and then it was there, and it was there almost every day. And I'm just trying to, like, no, it doesn't bother me. No. Well, that was the whole thing. I was like struggling with that. I was trying to figure out, like, did it bother me or freak me out? And it doesn't. I don't know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Well, and then you messaged me about that one thing that I posted, and then we started talking again. And then it just got even more intense for me. But I don't know what you're feeling. Am I way off base here? Okay. Can I just be honest? I know it's been a long time, and I know that everything between us a long time ago was confusing and stupid and, like, high school bullshit, but, like, I never got over us. Ever. When you left for school and I didn't know what to do. So I just did the best I could. And I think I knew you were never coming back. So I just made the best decisions that I could. And I think I always hoped we might end up in the same place. And then we didn't. And then years went by, and now we're here. And now everything's changing and everything's different. But it's like I can see you almost every day. and you can see me. Except I'm just seeing your name, and I'm seeing you watch me. But I felt like I needed to talk to you about it because I just don't know how you feel. Is that out of line? I just want to know how you feel. Can I ask you that? Look, I know you've always had a problem being honest with me. That's what I've been able to reflect on over the years. And especially recently, now that I'm seeing you keep an eye on me, I'm realizing that we were never honest with each other. So, should I just be, I'll just be honest with you then. I dated other people outside of us because I thought that was what was best for me. Because you kept saying that you couldn't or wouldn't commit to us because it was too hard or too complicated or whatever. So I dated other people who I genuinely liked, but no, I didn't like them as much as you. And it always killed me when you came over and asked me about them, because I knew why you were asking. You think I didn't want to be with you instead? And then I moved to the city while you were still in school because I thought that's where you were headed after. And then you got that other job, and things didn't work out that way. So then we ended up on totally different sides of the country, and then I went through all that bullshit with that guy, and I had to move home again, and everything just seemed so messed up for a few years. I think I vaguely remember you telling me that you couldn't be with me because of certain things that I was going through. And that shocked the hell out of me because I didn't think that was even on the table anymore. Did you? You spent so many years rejecting me. Are you kidding? I only wanted to be with you. I told you, I dated other people because you wouldn't unbreak up with me. Ever since our first breakup, you have been terrified to be public with me. We've always made out in bathrooms or closets or whatever. You've always hidden us, always been afraid to tell people or show anybody. And now it feels like the same thing. It feels like you're watching me in secret, except on the internet. So I just want to know why. Are you still interested, or are you just playing games with me? I've never played games with you. Don't even accuse me of that. What do you mean? If I have kept my distance from you at all, it is because you have broken my heart so many times. That's it. That's all. I reach out to you, and sometimes you're cold as ice. You are the king of leaving me on read. Okay. Well, what if we did fall into this? What if we did? Finally. That's all I've ever wanted. Ever. You feel like the only one I've ever belonged with. Yes, I'm serious. So what if we just did this? What if we just did it? Yeah, it wouldn't have to be anything fast, but what if we tried? For real? Like, when I really think about it, I don't think I've been in love with anybody except you. Yes? Yeah, of course I love you. Yeah, I love you. Yes, like that. It's always been like that. Didn't I tell you that? When we were 13? I love you. I love you more than anything. And I think we belong together. I'm sorry, I really didn't mean to get this deep into things. I just... Really? Are you sure? Are you really sure? Babe, I can't. Really? No, I can't see how many times you've looked at my Instagram stories. No, they don't have a tracker for that. No, I would never have you arrested for stalking. No. No, not you. Not ever. You can stalk me as much as you want. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you serious? You've never said this kind of thing before. You're not messing with me. Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't have anywhere to be. Right, not today. No, I cleared the rest of the day, because we made this, you know, fake date, and I knew I was going to talk to you, so I cleared the rest of my day for, you know, a standard panic attack. So, yeah, no, I don't have any plans. Really? Well, yeah. Yeah, I'll go anywhere with you. You'd do that for me? Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. Yeah, it's like our second first date. I can't describe how shocked I am. You will not be able to make it better than our first date. That was good. Yeah, I remember. It was just a movie with your arm wrapped around me. But that's because we were kids, and we didn't know what we were doing. Oh, you're going to make this more memorable, are you? Don't move too fast with me. Oh, the other one was memorable because it was with you. Believe me, this will be memorable too. I can't wait.